Right on. I am here with Ryan from Seaway, super awesome pop punk alt band from Toronto. How are you guys? How are you doing today, man?
I'm feeling very well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm super good. Good. It's cold, man. It's so cold outside.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shocker getting in here yesterday, but you know, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's wintertime. You got to deal with it.
Exactly, right? Like, what would it be, Winnipeg winter without the snow?
Yeah.
You guys just put out a new album, Vacation. It's on Pure Noise. How excited are you guys? It's your third album. How excited are you guys about it?
Really excited to get this one out. Yeah, felt like we've worked on it for a while. So to have it out now and to be able to play like new songs in the set has been really awesome.
Yeah, you guys have toured previously with bands like Sorority Noise. You've mentioned that Monin is a big influence on your sound.
Yep.
This album had such a strong Eastern Seaboard emo type feel to it.
Okay.
Is that like where you guys see your sound going, or like is it just something that kind of came organically?
I don't know. I never considered that being a thing, really. That's interesting. That's the first time I've heard that. I don't know. I'm kind of, I don't know what to say.
The first track on the album, like heavily, right? Like it's just got such a math rocky type feel at the start of it with the guitar licks and everything. And
right.
The lyricism itself just kind of flows with that.
Yeah, I don't know. I think like there's a lot of songs on Vacation that kind of hint towards where we're trying to go as a band. I don't know if like emo would be the right word to use.
You guys always have identified as pop punk, right? So
yeah, I guess. But even like moving forward, you know, there's a lot of like 90s alt rock, pop rock kind of influence on it. And so, I would say that's probably what we're trying to touch on Vacation, and probably what we're trying to build on in future releases too. So
you can definitely feel it. There is, you know, like an absolute Monin influence in there, and Weezer as well. So
if
that's what you guys are shooting for, then you're absolutely hitting it.
Beauty.
It's such a good sounding record.
Cheers. Thank you.
People should absolutely be going and picking it up.
Yes, they should.
Like, so you guys have toured with a whole bunch of different bands previously in a whole bunch of different places. You've been overseas a whole bunch. Who's your favorite act to go on tour with?
Yeah, I don't know. That's always a tough one because, you know, we've toured with a lot of great bands and a lot of great friends. There's a band from Chicago called Knuckle Puck that are really good friends of ours. So, we did our first ever tour with them. We've done a lot of touring with them in the past, and they've become really good friends of ours. So, I would say that's got to be one of my favorite bands to tour with, just because it's like, it's going touring with some of your oldest buds, you know?
Yeah.
So,
it's just a big party always, the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Touring with Silverstein is always great. We did like a short run with like a weekend run kind of thing with them. And we've done Warped Tour with them. So that was like a bit longer. We got to hang out a lot on that.
What was it like playing Warped Tour?
Oh, it was great. It was a lot of fun. You know, it's like long days, but it's also, you know, you get to hang out with so many friends.
Yeah.
You go play for half an hour and then get to hang out for the rest of the day.
See so many cool acts and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, in ways it's like tough because you're playing out in the sun.
Yeah.
But in other ways it's just like the easiest tour ever. We were in a bandwagon, so we got, you know, there's like bunks in there.
Nice.
Yeah. That was like the first time we went in like a quote unquote like bus. It's not like a full size tour bus, but we had like a driver and we had bunks, and you know, we didn't have to drive ourselves to the shows, which it was. And that's one of the reasons it was like very easy. You know, you just kind of show up and hang out and play, and it's a lot of fun.
Would you rather play in the sun or the cold?
Probably the sun, but I probably prefer the cold. But like playing outside, I think I'd rather it be warm.
Yeah.
But hanging out with, you know, friends or like just like seasons in general, I prefer like, you know, I don't love
fall,
it when
winter,
it's like, yeah, I don't love the heat too much.
I'm not a big fan of the heat either, so I kind of dig where you're coming from.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, you name drop Winnipeg on Neurotic.
Yeah, yeah.
Why pick, like you mentioned, like you've been everywhere from Winnipeg to Amsterdam. Why Winnipeg?
You know what? Andrew actually wrote that song, so I can't really say much on it.
That's fair.
Is he coming up the stairs?
Somebody is.
Oh, no. yeah, I can't really talk on that. It's his song.
That's
but,
fair. It's just so,
I can say it's a great place. We always love coming here. We got a lot of good friends.
Yeah, the first time I listened to the record, I heard it and I was like, "What? That's just a weird place, right? Like of all the places, you know, you could have said Tokyo or like."
Well, we haven't been to Tokyo, so that's probably why that wasn't.
That's fair, but a whole different bunch of different places in Europe and.
Yeah. we got a lot of pals here. Ken's got a lot of family here.
Okay.
You know?
Right on. Cool. Well, I mean, I guess
it's a great place.
You mentioned in a previous interview that one of your wackiest tour stories is you got checked by the Secret Service in D.C.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Would you care to elaborate on that?
Yeah, that was on our very first tour. And, we were, like, just trying to see as much as we could. It was our first time as a band in all these places. So we were, you know, checking things out, having fun. And we went and we were going to go check out the White House.
Okay.
But it was, like, at, like, 2 or 3 a.m., so we had like just finished a show. Okay, backstory. We finished a show in Baltimore, which is like, I think, 45 minutes away from
D.C.
Yeah,
it's part of the DMV.
Yeah, and so we were driving down to probably somewhere in the Carolinas.
Okay.
So we were driving overnight, so we thought, let's just make a stop in D.C., do the whole like the Lincoln Memorial and the White House, and then we'll keep driving. So we're looping around trying to find parking. And yeah, as I said, it's like 2 or 3 a.m. And we get pulled over by some police asking where we're going. And then we said, oh, we just want to park and go check out the White House real quick. And then we're making our way down to the Carolinas. And they said, okay, well, take a turn here, and you can park there, go walk over, and you'll be good. And we said, okay, thanks so much for your help.
Right.
And I think Ken was driving, so he keeps going. And I can't remember if he forgot the directions or just, like, missed a turn or something. Anyway, we didn't end up going where they told us to go. And I think that they were probably watching us. And so they're like, okay, that was sketchy. We told them exactly where to go, and
right.
They didn't. Like, what that, you know, it looks suspicious, probably.
Getting hauled over by the police is kind of, like, freaky in the first place.
Yeah, yeah. Right? And, like, you know, first tour, getting pulled over in the States. Like, yeah. It was, you know, probably pretty weird. Anyway, we keep driving, and then we get pulled over again. But this time, there's, like, way more cops, way more, you know, flashing lights and everything. We're like, okay, what the hell? And then they start, like, creeping around, you know, with, like, the mirrors looking underneath and, like, shining the lights all the back windows. And I guess we later found out it's illegal to drive around the perimeter of the White House with a trailer.
Oh.
I guess for, like, obvious reasons, you know, who knows.
What,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah. So when we started getting too close, and after they told us where to go and we didn't go, they started getting real suspicious.
Right.
So they pulled us over, and then, yeah, they, like, I can't remember, I don't think they even pulled us out, but they just, like, asked us why the hell we didn't go where we were supposed to. And anyway, we just explained, sorry, we're Canadian, we don't really know where we're going, we just made a wrong turn. And they ended up letting us go, which is good, because we had, like, one dude that, like, snuck over the border, so he shouldn't have been there with us.
Oh,
and
shit.
We had some other things in the van that police probably wouldn't want to see.
No,
if
probably.
You know what I'm getting at.
Yep, I get you.
So it was, like, very sketchy for us, especially first tour in the States. Like, a lot of things could have gone worse in that situation, but it was still very scary, like,
man,
getting pulled over by the Secret Service, like...
Yeah, that's
big vests
wild.
And like bomb gear, and they were walking up holding their guns too. Whether they were drawn or not, I can't remember. But
that's,
like,
horrifying.
Definitely had their hands on their pieces. So.
That's horrifying, though. Like,
yeah, oh. and like half of us were asleep too while it happened, and just, like, wake up to these flashing lights and everything. So it was startling for. It would have been only the first week of the tour, so we were still very, very freaked out.
I can't, like, I just can't imagine. And so, like, did the rest of the tour at least go, like, decently after that?
Yeah, I think compared to that, it went pretty smoothly. Nice. I don't think anything else too crazy happened.
That's always, yeah. Like, a great excuse to use if you think about it, right? Like, hey, we're Canadian.
Yeah, that's, like, our go-to, like...
Anywhere you go, and you're, like, yeah. I'm Canadian, they're like, oh, okay, well, they're just really apologetic. And like...
The best, too, is, like, if we ever get pulled over for speeding for some reason, we'll be like, oh, sorry, our odometer is in kilometers, not miles. Like, we kind of messed up the conversion, like, and I think we've gotten off a few times.
The amount of times, not only I've gotten off with that, but I've heard other people get off with that is astounding. Like, you think at this point that state troopers would just be like, like,
they'll eventually catch on.
Yeah, right. But no,
because
no.
It is actually in the inside ring.
Yeah,
it's like a good excuse. They're not gonna, like, start looking.
No, no, and like even then, like, you see the big numbers, you don't see the small numbers.
Yeah, you're not really looking at miles.
And plus, nobody there even goes the speed limit in the first place. You know,
true.
You go down there and everyone's just
true. Yeah,
like, oh, it's unreal.
Yeah, it's wild.
I've heard of some horror stories though, where some state troopers haven't, like, believed it and, like, extorted people for money, being like, yo,
oh,
I'm
really?
Give you, like, this super huge ticket. If
damn.
You don't, like, yeah, give us, like, a straight up bribe. Kind
jeez,
of
I've heard that in, like, Mexico. We've had some friends tour Mexico, and, like, apparently, in the tour budget, it's, like, built in that, like, there's like a certain amount of money, however much it is, to just like pay off cops when you get pulled over. Like budgeted for that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Crazy.
So you guys have toured in Europe. Mm-hmm. What is the most fun thing about being over there and touring?
It's tough. There's a lot of like really cool things about going over there. Like the UK is one of our best markets. So just like going over there and playing shows in like London and Manchester.
The pop punk scene there is huge.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They
yeah,
love
it's like,
it.
You know, it's this decently small island, but it's like always so, the shows are always so good. So, I mean, just going over there and playing is always great. Like
yeah.
from top to bottom, like it's always really good shows, you know? And then like, yeah, going over to Europe as well, like Germany is a really cool place to play because like they treat bands so well, from like the fans to the people putting on the shows. It's always like they give you a lot of great beer, a lot of food,
nice.
Great reactions always. So and then like yeah, even just going over to like different countries like that is you know, it's kind of a surreal experience when you go over for the first time, like this is a place I would like to come vacation or something, and I'm here getting paid to play shows. Like, it's a surreal thing. So it's always a lot of fun going over there. I love going over to Europe.
It is kind of like, obviously it's difficult to kind of do like a whole quote unquote vacation thing while you're there, because you know, you are touring, right? Like it is a strict schedule. But do you like, what is the coolest thing that you got to go see over there while you were there? Like, was there any sort of touristy type things you guys got to do?
Well, I mean, like just playing Amsterdam, like we played right in like it's whatever the We played in the red light district, which was
nice.
Crazy. So like, I mean, not that anyone was getting up to anything crazy, but like just walking around and checking all that out, walking through the canals in Amsterdam was cool. I can't remember it's like a massive cathedral, super gothic looking, in Cologne.
Okay.
We got to like walk over and check that out because it was close to the venue. It's kind of like you only ever see stuff that's in like a 20-minute walk radius of the venue, so. If there's something
there is so packed, so tight, though.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's
the
thing.
Like,
yeah,
really cool
there's
stuff.
Always something cool to go see. It's not like you're like way in the middle of nowhere, but I don't know. Yeah, just like getting to explore, like being there for a show, but getting to explore. Like, you never get to do all the touristy things,
no.
But it like in Europe, we always like try and like do something while we're there, just to make it all worth it. You know?
I totally dig that, man.
Yeah.
So of course, you guys put out a new record. You were talking about working on this record for a couple of years now.
Mm-hmm.
You finally got around to record it. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the best thing, experience about recording this record? And what would you say was like the worst thing about recording it?
The best thing. Being down in LA and recording a record was a really cool experience.
Right.
We've always recorded from, you know, from bands before Seaway to up until Seaway. It's always been like recording with friends in Southern Ontario, you know, like,
right.
So it's always very close to home. So for this record, we kind of wanted to get out of our comfort zone a little bit. And so we got the opportunity to go to LA to record. And that was really cool. Just like I said, being out of our comfort zone. You know, we were living together for the month, so, you know, we were like eating, sleeping, and breathing the record for a month straight. So that was really cool.
Do you think that like being out of your comfort zone really helped you guys grow as musicians?
I think so, yeah. I mean, musicians for sure, even just as a band, like the fact that we wouldn't just like go record all day and then go home afterwards, you know, to like hang with family or friends or girlfriends, you know, we would like record all day and then go home and we would talk about like video ideas or you know, like promo photo ideas, or like even just like working on the songs afterwards. Like we were really immersed in it the entire time, and I think that really helped the band grow.
Right on.
Yeah.
And so like, what was the worst thing about that experience then?
It's tough to pick up, you know, there was nothing too bad about it. We were like, you know, very prepared going into it. You know, what was bad about it? Oh, I don't know. Like, I hate talking about this, but we got robbed one of the last days,
oh,
so that was
no.
shit. But that had nothing to do with the recording experience.
Yeah, I mean, like,
there was nothing bad about the recording
anywhere,
experience.
Kind of
thing. Yeah. So that was annoying, but you know, it happens.
It wasn't like homesick or anything. Trying to like being away from home for that appearance.
No, you know, you're kind of so immersed in making
nice.
The record that, you know, there's not, I don't know. Yeah, we're in homesick. We're in LA, so there's a lot of, we have some friends out there. You know, so we got to hang out. And,
nice.
It was a pretty smooth recording process too. We worked with some amazing producers.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't really have any bad things to say.
No, that's good then. That's exactly the kind of thing that you want to hear,
yeah,
right?
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
Do you like how connected do you guys still stay to the scene at home?
Yeah, I mean, like whenever we're home, we try and get to as many local shows as we can. We do. We haven't announced it yet, but like we're doing this another holiday show this year. We did our first one last year, doing it again. So we try and get like a lot of the up and coming band. Like, there's bigger bands on it that are a bit more established, but then we try and get like the more up and coming local acts on it too. So just trying to help them out. You know, there wasn't as I don't know if I should say big a scene, or it was kind of like when we were coming up, it was all bands were kind of at the same level.
Right.
And now there's like Safe to Say's on Side One Dummy.
I love
like
those
Pacific's
guys.
On Pure Noise. We're on Pure Noise. Rarity was on Rise. You know, there's some bigger bands that I feel like can help out the smaller bands a bit more than when we were starting out. There wasn't really any of the bigger bands. So I feel like it's nice to like be able to help out bands
kind of
like
be
that,
like the elder statesman kind of thing.
Like helping them out on you know, a show, a bigger show than they would. I don't know, I don't want to sound cocky, that we're not cocky about it, but
that's cool. No, but I mean, like it's cool, like you recognize you guys have been around for a while and are kind of, you know, like one of the bigger acts of that sort of scene. So
but,
you know,
yeah.
it's not about, you know, it's not being cocky though.
No yeah,
cool. So that's awesome. So with the new record, obviously, like, there comes a lot of different promotional stuff. What is the weirdest promotional thing somebody has ever asked you guys to do?
I don't know. We haven't really done any weird ones yet. It's a lot, you know, it's a lot of just interviews and stuff, trying to get in front of as many people as possible.
Yeah.
We haven't really done any weird ones yet. Like a first for us is on this tour, we're doing in-store signings, which I feel like aren't really a thing anymore.
No.
But
mostly people buy digitally now, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like, I feel like when I was younger, that would be like a thing. Like you would hear about so-and-so doing a signing at HMV or whatever.
Right. RIP HMV, by the way.
Yeah, true. But on this tour, us and Silverstein, there's like, I think, 5 or 6 cities that we're going and doing in-store signings in, and today we did one at Polo Park. That's the mall, right?
Yeah.
We went out and did one at the Sunrise Records in Polo Park, and it was actually really cool. Like, there was a lot of kids that came out.
Sunrise is really cool because they are like, I mean, obviously you guys would know before us, but they're still trying to do like the whole vinyl thing, and that vinyl is becoming like a really big thing again. It's huge.
Yeah, they're quite a big vinyl section there.
Yeah, I mean, mostly it's just because it's such a, if you're going to be buying it, I don't know, at least from my perspective, if you're going to be buying something to have as kind of like a collectible, right? Like not necessarily just for the music, but because it's a collectible item.
Yeah.
Then like you want the big album cover, you want the big liner.
Yeah,
notes,
yeah.
You want the really cool vinyl, right?
The cool variant of the vinyl, yeah.
Because everybody's coloring their stuff nowadays, right? Which is cool. I think that's awesome. Like you never ever buy vinyls from bands like you guys or anybody from that sort of scene and have it be just like pure black anymore.
Yeah. I think on the last record we did print the black vinyl. I don't even think we did print black vinyl on this record. Like, it, you know, it sells when you on tour and stuff, but people want the cool collectible stuff. So
yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
So what like when you guys go to see that sort of thing, right? To figure out what you want your color of vinyl to be.
Yeah.
Like what goes into that process? Do you go to like do you go to some place to check it out, or?
Honestly, the first time around, the last record we did, Colorblind, I think they let us like pick a few. Like they give us, there's like a template of all the colors that you can do, and we did like a couple cool ones. But on this record, I think we just let the label pick it because they do like a really good job. Like, you know, of all the releases, Pure Noise does. They kind of they figured it out at this point. So
I dig it.
I think they just did all of them, and I think they all turned out really sweet.
Yeah, no, I've seen some of them. They look really awesome. I'm probably going to end up picking one up.
Yeah,
it's cool.
I can't remember what we have tonight at the show, but they're all dope.
I'll sure grab one.
Yeah.
One last question, and I'll let you go, and it is the absolute hardest question that I always ask everybody.
Oh, God.
Is a hot dog a sandwich, and why or why not?
Oh, shit. I was definitely going to say no right away. But then I started thinking why I would say no, and I'm going to have to say yes.
Okay,
because
why?
A sa- Because a sandwich is just, it's a bun with meat and whatever accoutrements you want to put in it.
Right.
And just because a hot dog isn't like sliced meat or anything doesn't negate the fact that it's meat and whatever condiments and a bun, you know?
Yeah.
Like a submarine sandwich at Subway, they cut a bun in half and they put meat in there,
you
know?
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Damn, you just messed me up. I was like totally going to say no, but I started thinking like, yeah, it is. It totally is.
Right on.
What's your take?
No, I don't think a hot dog is a sandwich, but...
Why?
My reasoning is that a sandwich has to have the intention of closing on all sides, and a hot dog never does.
Ah, okay. That's interesting because there's a place called Wawa. Have you ever heard of Wawa? It's like a... They do like hoagies there, I guess in the Northeast America they call them hoagies, but it's just a submarine sandwich.
Yeah.
But they don't close. Like, they pack it full, and it's basically like a sandwich taco.
Yeah,
but it's still all the same thing. So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. That's just kind of my opinion on it, right?
Yeah,
like
okay.
A sandwich has to try and close on all sides.
Hmm.
You know, because like if you go to Subway and order it, like you can, unless you like, even if you pack it full, like you can still like squish it down. And,
sure. Okay.
You know, but like a hot dog, like you're never gonna, if you try and do that with a hot dog in a bun, you're sticking the wiener in, and then as soon as you try to close the top, it like splits at the bottom.
Okay.
That's
a hot take.
Bad times. Yeah.
So right on.
Yeah, cool. Well, I really appreciate it. You guys can go and pick up Vacation wherever you can legally pick up music.
Yeah.
It's out on Pure Noise. This has been Brian from The Pity Party with Ryan from Seaway. Ryan, thank you so much for joining
me. Cheers. Thanks so much for having me.
Good luck on your tour, man.
Thank you so much.